Now let's go back to January 22nd, 2023, as John and I in Walden, along with Perry Huntoon, salute Doris Day in Doris Day Part 1.
You know, back in July of 2019, when we were doing our series on Les Brown, we presented a special program honoring Doris, who had just passed away on May 13th that year at age 97. And we played all of the tunes that she recorded with Les Brown during 1940-41, as it was her brief early tenure with the band that gave her some national prominence. And just to recap a little bit what I said before, she was a Cincinnati native who'd been singing professionally on local station WLW, and she was hired by band leader Barney Rapp, who had her change her last name from Kappelhoff to Day, thinking the name was too long to fit on a theater marquee, and he liked the way she sang the tune day after day, so it all fit very nicely. She also sang briefly with band leader Jimmy James in Ohio, and then was hired to sing with the Bob Crosby Band, which I thought would have been her big break, but she quickly became unhappy there and left the band without ever recording with them, and so that's a part of her musical history that's lost forever. But anyway, Les heard her at the Strand Theater, was impressed. She was hired and stayed with him for a while until she married a trombonist, Al Jordan, had a son, Terry, and became a housewife for a while. But then came back to the band in 1945, and that's where she had her big hits with Sentimental Journey, My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. And what we're going to do tonight is play one more tune from the Les Brown period. It'll be from her last recording session with the band. And then we're going to do each and every one of her charted hits in the 1940s, from 1946 on through 1949. And I thought that would be a nice way of introducing us to a series on Doris Day. So let's start with a tune from that last recording session, which was on August 29th, 1946. It's a rather obscure tune, didn't make for a hit, but it's got a lovely vocal by Doris and some fine tenor sax work by Ted Nash, who's a very good reed man. The tune was also recorded by Art Mooney and by the Nat King Cole Trio, and it is You Should Have Told Me.
Before you broke my heart. into.
Signing with Columbia Records, and at that time, Les Brown was quoted as saying, as a singer, Doris belongs in the company of Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, unquote. And that is really saying a lot. He really put her on a pinnacle, and she deserved it, as we will see as we listen to these recordings. Her first hit recording was a Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein tune from the musical High Button Shoes, which starred Phil Silvers. Skitch Henderson charted briefly with his version on Capitol with Nancy Reed on vocal, but the Columbia release by Doris, backed by an orchestra directed by Lou Brin, topped his by reaching number 21 on the Billboard charts. The tune is Papa, Won't You Dance With Me?
With me, please dance with me, Papa, take a chance with me, and dance with me tonight, and you whirl me round and round, we'll go right off the ground, we'll go around and round, we'll go, we hear those trombones sliding high, we'll both be gliding high up in the sky, I love the polka, Papa, won't you dance with me, oh dance with me, please dance with me, when you hold me tight, oh Papa, won't you dance with me tonight. Dance with me and dance with me tonight. And when you whirl me round and round, we'll go right off the ground. We'll go around and round, we'll go. We hear those trombones sliding high. We'll both be gliding high up in the sky. I love the polka, Papa, won't you dance with me? Oh, dance with me, please dance with me. When you hold me tight, oh, Papa, won't you dance with me? Papa, won't you dance with me? I said dance with me tonight.
Well, her second hit record for Columbia was recorded in late 1947, in fact, December 29th. It was just before the recording ban that took place in 1948 when all the record companies were bringing their stars in to do a lot of recordings to get over that hump. And in this tune, she was paired up with the Modern Airs, one of my favorite groups, for a recording of Thoughtless, a tune written by Carl Lample, who wrote Frank Sinatra's Close to You. With George Schiavo directing the orchestra, the recording reached number 24 in the charts. Other charting recordings were by the Buddy Kay Quartet, Gordon McRae, Vic Damone, and Guy Lombardo, with Don Rodney on vocal. So this was a very popular tune throughout the music world at that time. to our stay with the Modern Heirs, Thoughtless.
You are so thoughtless of me. You say things that make me so blue. You show it in so many little things you do. Or is that just your way of telling me we're through? I guess that you just shouldn't be. And maybe if I thought less of you, baby, you wouldn't be so thoughtless of me.
So thoughtless of me.
You say things that make me so blue. You show it in so many little things you do.
Or is that just your way?
On my mind, I guess that you just shouldn't be.
And maybe if I thought less of you,
baby, you wouldn't be so thoughtless of me.
Thoughtless of me.
Well, Doris hit it big in the second half of 1948 with a two-sided duet with Buddy Clark. The first is Love Somebody, a tune by the husband and wife team of Alex Whitney and Joan Kramer. But again, with George Schiavo's backing, this recording charted for some 24 weeks, made it all the way to number one, where it stayed there for 5 weeks. And it turned out to be a very delightful pairing. Buddy Clark, Doris Day, Love Somebody.
Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do, yes, I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all.
I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I
love somebody,
yes I do.
Love somebody,
yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody,
but I won't say who.
Thank you. strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who's say already?
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you dress?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly on train new.
We too.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially, I
love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you.
Well, the flip side of Thoughtless was a tune by Betty Benjamin and George David Weiss. It had the distinction of having an impact on two up-and-coming female singers. For Doris, it gave her a two-sided hit and helped propel her singing career forward at a very fast pace. Mercury Records, on the other hand, planned to have Frankie Lane record it, but they were persuaded instead to give it to the young Patti Page. And because of a low budget at Mercury, they couldn't provide a second singer. Well, guitarist George Barnes, who accompanied Patti on the record, suggested that Patti sing the second part also. And the overdubbing of Patti's vocal was a first. It gave her a big hit and glided her on the path to stardom. And, of course, that was something Les Paul later did with Mary Ford, a very popular concept at the time. Tony Martin also charted with a solo version of this tune. But here we are, another duet with Buddy Clark, Confess.
Confess.
Confess, confess.
Why don't you confess?
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
Why don't you tell me the way that you'd feel?
Confess.
Confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh, no, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting? For a tender word from you. The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through. Confess.
Confess, confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Don't make me guess.
If you really care for me.
If you could care.
Then darling, confess.
Confess.
Confess, confess.
Why don't you confess?
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
You know the way that I feel.
Confess.
Confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh no, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
Man, say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? most sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through.
Confess.
I'm ready now to confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Won't make you guess.
If you really care for me.
I really do.
Then, darling, confess.
Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein tune. This from the musical film Romance on the High Seas, which was Doris's film debut. And the film also starred Jack Carson, Janice Paige, and Don DeFore. Eddie Howard and Nat King Cole also charted with the tune. A cute song. It only charted briefly before sinking permanently beneath the waves. But here's Doris backed by George Schirabo again with Put 'em in a Box, Tie 'em with a Ribbon, and Throw 'em in the Deep Blue Sea.
You can take the moon, gather up the stars and the robins that sing merrily. Put 'em in a box, tie 'em with a ribbon, throw 'em in the deep blue sea. You can take the flowers down in Lover's Lane and that sentimental poetry. Put 'em in the box, tie 'em with a ribbon, throw 'em in the deep blue sea. Not for me, all that stuff, the dreams that ruin your sleep. Not for me, had enough. Love is one thing you can keep. You can take the plans and the wedding bells and whoever sings or promise me. Put 'em in a box, tie 'em with a ribbon, throw 'em in the deep blue sea. 'Cause love and I, we don't agree. Park, kisses in the dark, all the promises made faithfully. Put 'em in the box, tie 'em with a ribbon, throw 'em in the deep blue sea. And you won't go wrong if you take a song sung by Frankie Boy or Mr. C. Put 'em in the box, tie 'em with a ribbon, throw 'em in the deep blue sea. Not for me, all that stuff. Not for me, had enough. You know what to do with good old Tifa too, and the girl for you, the boy for me. Put 'em in a box, tie 'em with a ribbon, throw 'em in the deep blue sea. 'Cause love and I, we don't agree.
Well, a much more striking tune from Romance on the High Seas was a Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein composition, It's Magic. This tune has had lasting appeal. It was covered by many artists at the time, including Dick Ames, Gordon McRae, Tony Martin, Sarah Vaughan, and Vic Damone, who all charted with their versions. Doris, of course, had the big hit, and on the recording, she's accompanied by Percy Faith and his orchestra. And this tune received an Academy Award nomination for Best Song in 1948, but lost out to Buttons and Bows. But here's Doris, Magic.
begins. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? My love for you. It's magic. It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my
Frank Lesser and his tune, My Darling, My Darling, from the Broadway musical, Where's Charlie? That play is probably best known for Ray Bolger's singing of Once in Love with Amy. But Doris and Buddy Clark again scored a duet top 10 success with this tune in late 1948, although Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae took it all the way to number one early in 1949. But I like this one just as well. Buddy Clark with Doris, My Darling, My Darling.
My darling,
my darling,
I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day.
My darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away. Now all at once you kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say, except my darling.
My darling,
get used to the name of my darling. It's here to stay.
Till a moment ago, we were Mr. and Miss, discussing the weather, avoiding each other's eye.
till a moment ago when we happened to kiss, and we kissed the Mr. and Miss goodbye. Now at last
she can sigh. My darling,
I've wanted to call you my darling for many, many days.
My darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away. Now all at once you've kissed me.
And there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say, except my darling.
My darling,
get used to the name of my darling. It's here to stay.
Columbia knew they had a good combination with Doris and Buddy Clark, so they kept going with that formula for success. Next was the famous Carmen Lombardo tune, Powder Your Face with Sunshine, recorded in December 1948. Carmen's tune was extremely popular, and everybody jumped on that bandwagon. When the proverbial dust had settled, it was Evelyn Knight with the number one version on Decca. Surprisingly, Guy Lombardo didn't record it at the time. Pete Martin had a hit with it on Capitol, Sammy Kaye on RCA Victor, and Doris and Buddy on Columbia. And again, with George Schiavo's backing, it makes for a very fine recording. Powder Your Face with Sunshine. Smile, smile, smile.
Powder your face with sunshine.
Is it shiny, Doris?
Put on a great big smile.
You mean like this?
Yeah. Make up your eyes with laughter. Folks will be laughing with you in a little while. Whistle a tune of gladness. Gloom never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. Smile, smile, smile.
Powder your face with sunshine. Put on a great big smile. Make up your eyes with laughter. Folks will be laughing with you in a little while. Just whistle a tune of gladness. Gloom never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. Smile, smile, smile.
Brighter
when hearts are lighter.
Smile, smile, smile.
Lionel Newman wrote a beautiful song titled Again, which was introduced by Ida Lupino in the film Roadhouse. No fewer than seven artists charted with his tune in 1949. Mel Torme, Gordon Jenkins, Vic Damone, Tommy Dorsey, Art Mooney, and Vera Lynn. But the version with Doris Day and the Mellow Men, backed by an orchestra directed by John Rarick, took the top honors, reaching number two on the charts. Doris Day with the Mellow Men again.
Again, this couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine. Mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear? Happen again. We'll have this moment forever, but never, never again.
Never, never.
We'll have this moment forever.
Again. Never, never.
Well, the flip side of Again, it was a tune now primarily associated with Guy Lombardo. Everywhere You Go is a 1927 vintage tune composed by Larry Shea. Revived in 1949, Lombardo had the hit, and it was a perennial for his orchestra from then on. Bing Crosby and Evelyn Knight had a duet recording for Decca, while the Doris Day version with the Mellow Men again charted for just 1 week. But that was perhaps helped by the other side, who knows. But here we are again, Doris Day, the Mellow Men, Everywhere You Go.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go,
cheeks like the roses, teeth like the pearl, eyes with the heavens blue.
You made me love you, I'm in a whirl.
You wonderful, marvelous, beautiful girl.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. everywhere you go. Skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go,
children love you, they seem to know.
You bring roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go,
the whole world says hello.
Hello. Everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
Well, Doris was paired with Frank Sinatra on May 6, 1949. For the Irving Berlin tune, Let's Take an Old-Fashioned Walk. And this is from the Broadway musical Miss Liberty. This tune charted for 6 weeks, making it into the top 20. Perry Como also did well with his recording of the tune. Axel Stordahl provides the accompaniment for this record, as he did for most of Frank's during his Columbia period. So you have a little bit different orchestration behind the Doris Day vocal here. But let's listen to Doris and Frank, and let's take an old-fashioned walk.
Gee, I'm glad you came over tonight.
Yeah, it'll be nice riding with the top down.
Oh, but I've spent the afternoon fixing my hair.
Uh-oh.
How about a movie, huh?
Ah, it's too late for that. They'll be sold out of popcorn. Say, I know.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart.
There's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart.
I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind.
She was wrapped up and sold,
coming home from
an old-fashioned walk.
Some couples go for a buggy ride when they start caring a lot.
Others will bicycle side by side, way out to some romantic spot.
But when you haven't a sou, there's only one thing to do.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk.
What a tale could be told
if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark. And the heart that's controlled
may relax on
an old-fashioned walk.
I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart.
There's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart.
Walking and talking and talking.
I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind. She was wrapped up and sold,
coming home from
an old-fashioned walk. If your girl has declined
and won't make up her mind,
what you need is a heart-to-heart talk.
Take a stroll through the park,
down a lane where it's dark,
and go for an old-fashioned walk.
Another recording with John Rarig and the Mellomen was a Frank Lesser tune written for the Betty Hutton film Red, Hot, and Blue. A decent tune. Frankie Lane also recorded it, and both the Doris Day and Lane versions reached the top 20. The tune, Where Are You? Now That I Need You.
Where are you?
Where are you now that I need you? Now that I want you so badly, I could cry. Where are you? Where did fate lead you? Funny how I dreamed you'd still be standing by. I had you at my beck and call. I called you anytime at all. I guess I took too much for granted. I never thought I'd lie awake and sigh. Where are you now that I need you? Now that I love you so madly, I could die. I had you at my beck and call. I called you anytime at all. I guess I took too much for granted. I never thought I'd lie awake and sigh. Where are you now that I need you? Now that I love you so madly, I could die.
Where are you now that I need you?
Now that I love you so madly, I could die.
Where are you?
In 1949, Doris starred in the film My Dream Is Yours with Jack Carson. Dune Canadian Capers was written in 1915 and revived with new lyrics in 1949 by Ralph Blaine and Harry Warren for the film with the title Cotton Capers. Doris recorded it commercially for Columbia, but under its original title, with Cotton Capers as a subtitle. The tune reached number 15 on the Billboard charts that year. And Cotton Capers also became the title of a Doris Day LP issue later in the 50s. And that was, I think, the first Doris Day LP I ever bought. But here she is back in 1949 with Canadian Capers.
I heard you call for an all-star band. It's something new for the music stand. It's on the way, but before we start, a cutting capers around your heart. You're gonna cheer when you hear this band. There's never been a better crew. And when you hear the drummer Lottie Howe, they join the hum of cutting capers just for you. You'll never pick a bout or pick a quarrel with Mr. Krupa or with Frankie Carr. You'll never dig a list of bigger names. A cutting capers with Harry James, with Benny Goodman and his clarinet, and Tommy Dorsey's in it too. Alvina Ray will star, a walk and talk, a steel guitar, cutting capers just for you. Listen to that tenor saxophone. Never heard it played with such a tone. And when you get that licorice stick out in the woodshed sun, why, it's Papa Benny Goodman, and he's showing you quick how the proper licorice stick ends done. Listen to that fiddle player slap, slap, slap. Boy, he plays it, he really lays it in your lap, lap, lap. Say, I'll bet before they're through, you'll be cutting capers too.
Do 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 do. Thank you.
and capers cause I'm out with you. Nothing else that I'm about to do. My heart begins to flutter like a dove. I even stutter.
Guess it's love.
I'm cutting capers so you'll notice me. When we're together, can't you see? I'm only blowing off a talking big a shot off a cutting capers cause it's truly da-do-da. Ooh, baby, I'm in love.
Baby, I'm in love.
Baby, I'm in love with.
Baby, I'm in love with.
Baby,
I'm in love with you.
And lastly, for the 1940s, we find a Western tune by a gal named Elizabeth Clark. And this was a hit for Tex Williams in the country field. Doris recorded it as a crossover to the pop field. And that was the thing that was going on at that point in time, the late 1940s, early 50s, a lot of crossover stuff. Freddie Martin also did a recording of this tune with Merv Griffin on vocal. Doris's version made it into the top 20 for 2 weeks, which rounds out the 1940s very nicely for her. And the tune is Bluebird on Your Windsill.
There's a bluebird.
There's a bluebird.
There's a rainbow.
There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry.
There's a bluebird.
There he is.
There's a rainbow.
And with every tear you've washed away all the things you've kept inside. You count your joys this lovely day and you wonder why you cry. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry.
There's a bluebird.
Look at him out there.
There's a rainbow.
And if perchance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. And with every tear you've ever had comes the sunshine after rain. Soon roll away. Everything will come that you wish it so, as an answer when you pray. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, near enough to make you cry.
There's a bluebird.
Cute as feathers.
There's a rainbow.
Lovely weather.
There's a bluebird.
Look at that bluebird.
And that wraps up the 1940s as far as hit recordings of Doris. We will pick up with the 50s and perhaps go back to the 40s in a future program, too, for more of her movie songs, because she was recording quite a bit when LPs became prominent to capture all the tunes that came from the various musicals she was performing. And that would be a whole nother show or two. We'll see how it goes. That should wrap it up very nicely for this month.
There's Perry Huntoon with John and I and Walden, 2023, January 22nd. And next month, it's Doris Day Part 2. And we have about 4 or 5 minutes to spend, so we'll spend it with Doris Day.
It's a great feeling to suddenly find the clouds are silver-lined when the sun breaks through. It's a great feeling to walk down the street, see the folks you meet smiling back at you. As long as I've got someone to embrace, as far as I'm concerned, the world is such a lovely place. It's a great feeling, your credit is nil, you never make a mill, but nonetheless I state, if you're in love, you're feeling great. it's a great,
great feeling
to suddenly find the clouds are silver lined. When the sun breaks through,
skies are blue.
It's a great,
great feeling
to walk down the street and see the folks you meet smiling back at you.
As long as I've got someone to embrace,
as far as I'm concerned, the world is such a lovely place.
It's a great, great feeling.
Your credit is nil, you never make a mill. But nonetheless, I state,
feeling great.
If you're in love, you're feeling great. Someone to embrace. As far as I'm concerned, the world is such a lovely place.
You walk down the street and see the folks you meet smiling back at you while the sun's breaking through.
And first thing you know, your heart's all aglow, and suddenly you find
the clouds are silver lined.
It's a great,
great
feeling. Your credit is nil, you never make a mill. But nonetheless I state,
feeling great.
If you're in love,
heaven's above,
I'm here to state,
you're feeling great.
As I said earlier, next month more Doris Day Part 2. Next week it's St. Patrick's Day shows, so stay tuned for that and more on same time, same station.